Well, that's music of our guest, Guillermo Galindo. I love saying that name. It's so musical. Hi, Guillermo.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm okay, I guess.
You guess? So that Guillermo was asking me what type of music I play, and I said, well, mainly, you know, computer music, electroacoustic, avant-garde. He said, oh, well, this is a pop song. This is kind of my rap pop song. No, Guillermo, that's not a pop. That's not a pop song. That just fits right in.
Thank you.
What's Califas supposed to be?
Califas is the Chicano name for California.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. Just thought I'd ask. Just for the Over the Edge fans, this is the first Thursday of the month, and first Thursday of the month, and this is Crack O' Dawn on the first Thursday of the month. So just to let you know. So what are we going to listen to next?
I'm going to play you a piece that is called Two Sides, and it's kind of Quetzalcoatl meets meets a Chinese emperor in a cocktail while listening to Mozart.
Okay. What's it called?
It's called Two Sides. And Claudine Naganuma, I made it for a dance piece for Claudine Naganuma. She took it to Hong Kong.
Oh, great. Okay, let's give it a little listen. Hi, I'm abusing my guest here really heavily. Sorry.
Let me grab that whip.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, I'm used to doing the show for 3 hours, so I'm feeling a little rushed because we only have 1 hour. So that was called El Charal.
El Charal.
El Charal. And it's a very Nino Rota-esque.
It was for a film.
You were told to sound like a Fellini film track?
Yes, it's a Fellini.
Well, you delivered.
Type, Nino Rota-esque.
So how long is this movie?
This movie is about 30 minutes. It's about a sorcerer, an American tourist that wants to lose weight and goes with a Mexican sorcerer that at the time he's also a mechanic, and he does several jobs besides being a sorcerer. And they discover at the end that he's a charlatan.
Of course. And does she lose the weight? No.
No, she never loses weight.
She never loses weight. So, and before that we heard Two Sides. And
yeah, that one is based in the encounter with Quetzalcoatl and Mozart in China. And actually, if you listen to it several times, you become really smart.
Ah.
You know, is that Mozart effect?
Are you a charlatan?
No.
No, eh?
No.
Okay. So, when did you come here from Mexico?
I came here 10 years ago to California, 12 years ago to California.
To go to Mills College?
Yes.
And then you never left?
And, well, before that I was in Boston 3 years.
Studying music too?
Studying music too.
And where?
Berklee College of Music.
Oh, playing?
I was studying film score and composition, playing piano.
You play piano, right?
Yes. Yeah. And now I play piano and computer terminal.
So, should we listen to a funeral?
El funeral.
El funeral. You can tell I speak French, but I don't speak Spanish, obviously. So, do you want to tell us about this, or?
Yeah, this is one of my most recent works. I did it for a piece for Claudine Naganuma. It was a piece that was about a child dying and elevating in the air. And this is the funeral part.
So we say levitating, actually. Levitating
yes.
in the air.
Yeah, she levitated in the air.
Now I forget which is which. I think it's on CD1. I'm quite sure. Is it the second cut or the fourth?
Oh, hold on. It's the fourth.
Okay. Good. All right. So let's listen to El Funeral. Okay, we've heard a selection of pieces by Guillermo is it Galindo or Galien?
Galindo.
Galindo. Such a beautiful name. It's like music.
Thank you.
We heard that was Japanese Rag, preceded by El Funeral, El Charal, Two Sides, and Broadcast. And you were going to say whose text these are and who was doing the vocals, a performance artist named?
This is a text by performance artist, writer, guru, Guillermo Gomez Peña.
And is he sort of basically your partner?
Yes, we've been working together for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. We've been collaborating several projects.
Mm-hmm.
It's very challenging and fun.
So you seem to use a lot of concrete sounds. And do you tape those sounds, or are they samples? Or like when you have a lot of traffic sounds and a lot of traffic and horns, and is that from Mexico City or from here?
Some of them are from Mexico City. Some of them from small places in Mexico, Oaxaca. Some of them are from the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are from the TV. Some things are from recordings. I do a lot of field recording.
Yeah.
I love doing field recording.
Yeah, I like doing pieces with vocal and recordings too.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very much. Yeah, because it seems to me that like a very John Cage idea, but that to me, sounds and music, I mean, it's all the same to me. If it's pleasing, it's musical, you know.
They're more part of our life than music.
Yeah, very much so.
And so, I want to say also, the singer in the last cut is male soprano Randall Wong, which he's a great singer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the orchestration, you said it's mainly acoustic, right?
Yes. The last one, yes, it was mainly acoustic. Yeah, a combination between acoustic and electroacoustic.
Mm-hmm. And the violinist in the one before that?
Oh, that was Lila Sklar, the
wonderful
violin.
Mm-hmm.
And soprano saxophone player is Art Brockmeyer.
And people have been phoning in. They want to know where they can get your stuff, buy it. It's soon going to be released January 2002 by Calaca Press. It'll be a CD?
Yes, I'm going to release a CD with Guillermo Gomez Peña with Calaca Press in L.A.
Great.
And it's coming in January, February 2002.
Okay.
And I have a CD out, Kiyohime. That was a piece that I made for dance, but it's kind of an old CD already.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 6 years old.
Oh, well, still. And you have the emails that say someone wants to email you.
Yes, it's unlucero, UNLUCERO at AOL.com.
Unlucero, what does that mean? Light?
An evening star.
An evening star. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Evening Star, what are we going to hear now? Do you remember? I remember.
I don't remember.
We're going to hear Eternal Orchid.
Yes, this is an older piece. Orquídea Eterna, Eternal Orchid.
Okay. And if you do want to give us a call, we're at 848-4425 if you want to talk to Guillermo, or if you want to just say hello, give us a call, 848-4425. So now we're going to hear Eternal Orchid by Guillermo Galindo. Say it in Spanish, it's so beautiful.
Orquídea Eterna.
Position enables the man to hold fast.
That's great. So that was called Back in L.A. Can you describe that for a moment, a little bit?
Yes, it's again text by Guillermo Gomez Peña. It's a very interesting piece. I like some of it. I actually work so hard in this piece that I know most of the text by memory, and I like to quote it.
Yeah.
And what are you playing next?
I really don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know. And you can, let's see, you can, this is probably going to be the last one. Or
well, we have 10 minutes.
It's a long place.
We're doing, Crack O' Dawn is only an hour tonight, and Puzzling Evidence is going to be 2 hours longer. I did the, I don't know if anyone heard, any of you late night people, but did the Star Spangled Banner yesterday, 2 hours, 40 versions. Guillermo's was one of them, one more twisted Star Spangled piece. And I figured that was enough radio for me for a while. So we just decided to do an hour of this. So moving right along with the music of Guillermo Galindo. When did you start writing music or start doing pieces and things?
Well, my mother used to take me to the piano classes.
Uh-huh.
And when I arrived to the piano class, I was already had prepared something for the piano teacher that it wasn't my lesson.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she didn't like that, so she kept telling me to do my lesson and not
uh-huh.
do my own music.
Uh-huh.
So that was my first struggle.
Oh, how traumatic.
Very traumatic.
Very traumatic to be discouraged from being creative.
But my stubborn nature.
You persevered. You persisted. Yeah. So let's listen to a couple more things, Guillermo.
Yes. Why don't we, let's see. Why don't you play number 7 in this one, in the same one that has Back in LA?
Okay. I think I gave it to you, so I need it back.
Okay. Here it is.
Thank you.
And this is called, this is an excerpt of the opera that I did with Guillermo last year, Califas 2000. And it's called Aztec Mummy. And it's a part, it's an excerpt.
I heard that that opera was utterly hysterical. Why were people so astonished, and why was it so funny, and what's the story about that?
Well, there were 6 stages. The people was in the center.
Uh-huh.
And there was an alien that was crucified in a McDonald's sign.
Oh, that's right. And was there like a cocktail bar or something? Was part of it take place in a bar?
There was a scene where there were like several Ku Klux Klan members doing an examination and an operation of an alien. And they turn into waiters and waitresses, and they are serving a heart of a cow to Frida Kahlo.
Oh, my God.
And Frida Kahlo bites the, actually.
So what's this called again?
Califas 2000.
Califas. And Frida Kahlo does what?
It's the, bites the cow heart.
Ooh. Was it real?
Yeah, real.
Ooh. You should have got a natural one from where I work. Natural cow heart. Okay, Califas.
Actually, I should say something about the Orchidia Eterna, the piano, that long piece.
Oh,
I
love that piece, yeah.
Thank you. That's the pianist is Paula Secola, which happens to be my wife.
Oh, and beautiful.
Her piano player there is really good.
Yeah.
She's a great piano player.
Yeah.
She's going to be in my next opera.
Oh, so great. So, who should we dedicate Califas 2000 to?
Let's dedicate Califas 2000 to all the people that cross the border successfully.
Okay.
And to those that don't cross the border as well.
Hey, oulala, ça va, Guillermo. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
And thanks a million. We're going to go out with more music of Guillermo Galindo Kuan Yin.